This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob. I seemed unsure of that, but I am Rob.
Okay. And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 165 for Monday, October 18th, 2021.
This week we're going to Oh man, here we go. All right. Reel it in, Rob. This week we're going to This week on the Two Bobs. Yep. Is that what I say? This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about, as always, the beer we're drinking. We're also going to have a special surprise guest that was even a surprise to me.
As luck would have it, he'll join us during Crazy News, where we're going to talk about bizarre TV restrictions, a 911 call, rice cooking matrimony, Florida man, Facebook marketplace, and dog biscuits.
Well, hot damn, Robert. We had a couple weeks off.
Yeah, we did.
I know you guys all missed us, but you know, baseball, right?
Baseball. Yeah, we went to, I texted you because I thought maybe I saw somebody you knew. We were down at the Myrtle Beach, so we took a nice road trip from Virginia to South Carolina. And the week before, I think we went somewhere in Maryland. We didn't go that far, but an hour and a half or so away, and hung out, did an overnight that I knew, leaving early Saturday morning, I wouldn't have any time to edit because I do over the weekend. So this weekend we're good. I'm home. Got one set of games on Sunday, but they're only an hour away, so no problem getting it in this week.
A lot of shit going on. Well, no, I do have shit going on. I have my sister-in-law Bree. Today, as we're recording, which is Thursday, it is her birthday, and so Eric, the attorney, right, is throwing her a surprise birthday party on Saturday, and which I can say because, right, by the time this airs, it will be after the birthday party, so I will have already attended. So, elderly listeners coming over to watch kids. Kelly and I are going to do that.
Yeah.
And it should be fun. Yeah.
So elderly listeners coming over to take care of the kids while you guys go over?
You bet.
Oh, well, that's good. Is it going to be somewhere nearby, or do you have to travel? I mean, I guess a surprise, you can't really take her that far.
It's at Bree's parents' house. Okay. So they have a lot of property. Yeah. And so they have
horses and stuff.
They're doing, not that much property, but they have a decent size lot,
stable.
So we're going over there. Nice. And then they're doing a bonfire and some other stuff, nothing crazy. And that's pretty close by.
Yeah.
I want to say they're maybe 20 minutes away from here.
What are they going to have there?
A bonfire.
Okay. You did that. Midwestern fire.
I didn't say bonfire. What? Bonfire.
I heard this. No. He's going to repeat it, and he's not going to say it that way.
Bonfire. No. I'm going to a bone foyer.
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 Oh, man. Well, what are you going to drink around the bonfire? Do you have any ideas?
A bone foyer. Bonfire. Beer? I don't know.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
Oh, I see.
I was luring you into my trap.
You're a segue.
So are they going to be providing beer, or is this going to be a dry party? I mean, she's 30.
I don't think she's more than 30. Well, right?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
I don't know how old she is. Yeah. Something 15. Like that. Well, she's younger than I am.
No.
So. I don't know. She might be 30.
I just took a guess.
It's hard to say.
I don't know. Everybody's 30 to me, unless they're older than me.
Maybe she's 30. Maybe she's turning 30.
The only person that's not 30 to me is Melissa.
She's old enough to drink. And so, and if you've ever hung out with my brother-in-laws and their friends and their spouses, it's certainly not going to be a dry party.
Okay, good. Now, do you have to bring beer there, or do they provide Bud Light and stuff?
Yes and yes.
Okay. So you are bringing your own?
I do, because, not, they're very much into the Trulies and the White Claws,
the headache medicine,
the seltzers, which quite honestly, I've been drinking it here and there just because I'm doing the low carb thing, and it's okay, it's two carbs for a can of this, or 15 carbs for a can of beer. Guess what? I mean, the
Kelly says, don't bother Robbie. He's drinking sometimes his Trulies.
Sometimes you do what you got to do. So they drink a lot of that stuff, and they tend to, we don't have the exact same taste in alcohol.
Yeah.
Beverages, I guess I'll say that. But nonetheless, this week.
What are you having?
This week, and hold on, let me pull. I got to pull up the two Bobs because I feel like I've maybe had this brewery before.
That doesn't ring a bell, but.
Well, I'm going to check.
I'm going to check, make sure I even put last week's in. I do that sometimes while you're telling me about your beer. I realize I didn't put the one from last week in, and I think I did.
Oh, I have had this brewery before. Oh, I knew it. No. All right, so.
You did? Okay, I'm
going to
Google.
Go to Coon. Nope.
You did.
We're going to Coonan Brewery, which is a local to me microbrewery here in Southeast Michigan. And this week I'm having the Creme Brulee Imperial Creme Brulee Java Stout, which it's just like it said, it's a coffee stout. It's a black ale beer made with real coffee. This Java Stout goes through a unique process involving caramelizing brown sugar to give it an intense caramel and vanilla aroma. That's what I got going on here. I'm gonna try it again. Coonan, and so I'm not a huge fan of this brewery because they really like to, they make like a lot of the double IPAs, triple IPAs. Yeah. They like really, really hoppy stuff, but they got a couple darks and this is one of them. And here we go.
So that's the thing that, and I think that's just what people are buying these days. So a lot of breweries I do go in because I like those beers, and I go in looking for something else, and I don't tend to find it very often. Usually there's like one, maybe two offerings.
Yeah, so I'm getting aromas of coffee, vanilla, chocolate, as I would expect. Smells sweet.
I do like creme brulee. One of my favorite desserts.
And I do like creme brulee as well. This is pretty good. It's pretty sweet. You definitely get the notes of the coffee. I taste the vanilla in there. Very, very, again, very sugary. I'm getting kind of like a tanginess that I wasn't expecting from it, though. Very interesting flavor profile for a stout. I rated it 3.25%. 3.25% on Untappd. This is 8.5 alcohol by volume. I do get taste a little bit of the booziness coming through. Not a bad beer. It's pretty good. I guess I'm thinking of some of the other creme brulee type of what is it? Who did I have a creme brulee from? let me find it. I had a creme brulee nitro style from Southern Tier. That was amazing.
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm trying to, like, in my brain is comparing it with that, and it doesn't quite hold up to what I remember from that, because I remember that being a really good beer. Yeah. But nonetheless, it's a decent beer. Again, from Coonan Brewery, and I have had them on episode 152, Pickle Packing Perv. I had a White Devil from Coonan, and I don't remember if I loved it or not. Nonetheless, yeah, decent beer.
Good to have. And what did you rate it again?
3.75.
Okay. So yeah, so you'd have it again. You probably wouldn't seek it out, but if there were a couple extra in your fridge, you'd finish them up.
Yeah, if I had bought, I only got one of these because it was when we were in Frankenmuth a couple weeks ago when I picked up a bunch. But like if I had a 4-pack of these, I would finish the 4-pack.
Yeah. Well, good. This week I'm gonna go to my friends at Flying Dog, and I thought I've had, going through my list here, I thought I've had them more on the episodes than I have. And they're typically one of those breweries that if I see something from them, I grab it. I have no trouble trying it. But a weird thing is, like I said, is that on the episodes, I have to go all the way back to TTB015, Find the Toenail, where I had the Flying Dog Bloodline Blood Orange IPA, and nothing since then, which is very strange. Although, you know what? I'm going to try. Sometimes with Flying Dog, there's no space. No, it still goes all the way back there. So that's a strange one. But this time I'm going to be drinking The Fear, and it is their Imperial Pumpkin Ale. And I will show that art to you as from, because the bottles always have some kind of cool art on it. And
is
I don't know who
is that, a dog or a frog? It looks like a frog.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird looking thing, and you can see it, I think, if you click on the link that's in the show notes. But it the art's always cool to look at, and their logo is pretty cool too. So I grabbed this for some reason. I can't remember. I think I was looking for the Pumpking and I didn't see it. And I was looking for a beer to take, probably to take when we went to one of these baseball tournaments. And I wanted to have something to take along with me. And I grabbed this. So I did have a couple then, and I did like it. So that's a little thing that I don't normally do, is have it before the episodes. But I'm going to sniffing it here. So I'm getting a little out of sorts here, but sniffing it, it smells sweet. It smells, you get the spice, and I say years ago, because we've been doing this for a while now, but a while back we talked about pumpkin spice and the pumpkin flavoring, pumpkin spice. This has that pumpkin spice smell to it. It's almost like cinnamon and nutmeg and all those weird things like you might put in cinnamon or in a pie. It actually smells a lot like a pumpkin pie would be. So I'm going to take a sip of it and see if I can pull out any of those flavors. It's off the bat, it's boozy. So the Imperial is definitely prevalent there. Boozy is the first thing that you notice about it. You do get the pumpkin in there, so you know it's a pumpkin beer. And then you get the spices kind of on the finish. So in the back of my mouth, I feel the spices there. So the booziness hits you, then the pumpkin, and then the spices kind of linger. I thought I rated it higher, and I was surprised to see that I rated it a 3.75. It probably goes to a 4 because I have looked for it pretty again to buy some more. So I think I would push that up a little bit over the first time that I had it. I really liked it. I thought it was good. I gave some to Melissa, and she wasn't really that fond of it, but she doesn't tend to like pumpkin beers all that much, and I do. So I'm going to adjust my check-in up to a 4 because I think it deserves that. So if you can find it ever, the Flying Dog, the Fear Imperial Pumpkin Ale, I would highly recommend it. I think you'd enjoy it.
It looks good. I don't think I've ever seen that brewery up here in Michigan. No. And by the way, my apologies if I just keep clearing my damn throat while we're recording. I have this I was sick a couple weeks ago, and I just have this like frog in my throat that just won't fucking leave.
Well, I'll edit most of that out so people won't hear it unless it's in the middle of you talking. Even then I do. But I will tell you, I was going to check in and I was reading, and then I see Dave has checked into Dragon's Milk Double Bourbon Barrel Stout with Madagascar, which you've had, and then he tagged you. So I left him a scathing note right there on tap. So,
who do you think gave that to him, Robert?
Is that why he tagged you? Because you gave it to him? Yeah. Oh, so I should delete this? I wasn't nice.
No, so we nice. Well, we hung out with him last weekend. Yeah. It was his son's birthday. Yeah. And so we went out to this place up in St. Clair County. I don't know if you know where St. Clair County, Michigan is, Robert. But we went up to St. Clair County and went to this corn maze thing. And it had been raining. So it was like a mud pit. No. So it was one of those, like, we were going there and then we were going to their house. Yeah. And we had to, like, go way out of our way and go home and change. And we actually came home, showered the kids.
Really?
And then changed, and then and I had to like wipe down the inside of the truck and everything.
This
like
is
that
an ordeal.
We went up to their house. It was, but totally worth it. I mean, they just moved into this new house that they built. Absolutely beautiful house. I mean, it's just a beautiful house.
And, don't they live near you now?
It's fun to hang out with them. Well, I mean, they used to live closer. Now it's maybe 15-20 minute drive. So they're a little bit further away than they used to be, but not too bad. You know, that's all right. That's, it was really nice going over there.
Well, that's good. It was good. Well, beautiful. Congrats to them.
Yeah. So I don't know. Where the fuck are we? I think we're doing crazy.
We did. Well, right?
We're not talking about beer now. We talked about the beer.
Right. We did the beer part. Yeah. And then I noticed Dave was drinking beer and he tagged
and
you.
Dave,
and I expected him to you pop upset up there like Harrison and Colin do sometimes, but he didn't. Yeah. So
you're mad at him for drinking.
I did leave a note that I'll have to edit before he gets the thing, but let's do some crazy news. Yeah.
Were you jealous that he didn't tag you?
No, I just said you can't tag him while I'm talking to him. So it's like we're fighting. Like we're fighting over the same boy.
I feel like you guys are fighting over me right now. It's unbeknownst to him. He has no fucking clue that we're recording right now.
We should add him to the Skype call. And of course, the picture is like, hey, wait a minute, that's not my little picture, because we have the same background. So I was like, wait a minute, this Dave. Wait, sometimes I'm so confused. There are times when I feel like I could be sitting there and enjoying myself with you guys, but it's not happened. It's not possible. Although I think I had a dream where I drove up. I think I did drive up. I don't remember when it was, but I think I did drive up there and we drank some beers. But
I mean, Robert, if you leave right now, you can be up here in time for breakfast.
I should. Is Kelly making breakfast? Is she making brownies?
I mean, listen, I will have Kelly will make you any breakfast you want if you leave your house and drive straight up here. We have a spare bedroom. It's fine.
I'll be asleep in an hour. So not a good idea. But let's talk about crazy news.
Probably not.
I always look forward to that part.
See, Dave. Robert, it's about time where we start the time of the year where we start to say next year.
It is getting close. Next year we'll get together.
Next year we're going to get together. We're going to make this happen. And, you know, we've said this several times for the last several years.
I thought we were going to do it last year, though, and then COVID hit. And then I think I almost ran into your mother-in-law when I was down at the beach.
Well, ironically, she was not down there, but my father-in-law was down there at the same time.
Yeah, I was fishing. Man, it looked, and he was close. Like, if she... and not having ever met these people, but only seeing pictures of them on Facebook, and that's how the magic of social media. But she was very close. I think she was like 90%. Like I had to do a couple like looks, and then but him, because I, you know, we talked about the you know, your brother-in-law and all that, and how he resembles the guy from Outlander. I said, no, he doesn't look anything like that. But it was just weird. It was. I don't know. But to him, I said, well, and I don't want to open this can of worms. So I almost didn't ask. It would have been interesting. That would have been a story to tell, but it wasn't.
It would have been. That's all right, though.
Well, I've got my safari open. You want to take the first one, or you want me to?
That doesn't matter. I feel like I've been taking the first one lately. Okay. Why don't you go ahead?
Okay. Well, I saw this one, and it was kind of strange, but I thought it was bizarre enough that it qualified as crazy news. And it's going to take us to our friends at thedailymail.co.uk, and they provide stuff to us all the time. So that was another reason why I thought this was good. And the story is not really that pleasing, but it's funny enough because it's so really bizarre. But the story tells us that women are banned from eating pizza or wearing leather gloves, and men must not pour tea for females under bizarre new Iranian TV censorship rules. So over there, there's things, and you know, it used to be here, like you couldn't back in the day, back in the 50s, you'd have those shows and the people couldn't sleep in the same bed. So Lucy and Ricky and all those.
Yeah, they had two twin size beds.
And if they were in the same bed, they had to have their feet down. But this is still happening today. So the women cannot eat a pizza or wear leather gloves. And the men cannot pour tea. So I'll tell you the rest of the story, and we'll see if there's anything else.
Very interesting. Iran's an interesting place.
It is an interesting place. New Iranian censorship rules have banned TV makers in the Islamic Republic from showing women eating pizza on screen. Drama makers have been warned that men should not be shown serving women tea in scenes involving a workplace. So maybe
they can do it at home.
Maybe at home it's okay. Well, women must not wear leather gloves. According to Iran Wire, which click on that link, government officials have issued the new guidelines to broadcasters and filmmakers following a recent audit.
Yeah. I feel like Homeland Security would show up if you click that link.
Probably. To be truthful, when I started reading this, I thought that Iranian government would show up at my house. The website said
KGB.
Amir Hossein Shamshadi, the head of PR at the Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting, also ruled that women should not be shown on screen drinking any red colored beverages. Sandwiches are also on the list. So hot dogs, basically. To ensure that the strict new rules are followed, any scenes or photographs showing men and women in domestic setting will have to be cleared by the IRIB before broadcast.
I call it the IRIB.
Yep. I want to get an IRIB, but it's not here until November 1st. Some Iranian streaming sites will self-censor to avoid facing sanctions from the authorities. U.S. authorities have placed sanctions on the IRIB over the Iranian regime's plans to develop a nuclear weapon. So then it goes into all the nuclear weapons. I don't really give a shit about that. But I just thought it was interesting. I think, you know, as much as we talk about the stuff here, there's still countries that are farther behind in their advancement than we are.
Well, what's weird to me is, like, you know, they're all very interesting. Like, mm-hmm. what is it against eating pizza wearing gloves, for example? Like,
yep.
If that's their rules, it's their rules, but right. Why?
Yeah, I don't, I mean, they're certainly welcome to do what they want, and I'm not mocking that at all. I mean, it's their prerogative, obviously. But like this, you said,
very weird.
What, yeah, to me it's crazy. Like, what is weird about pizza or sandwiches or leather gloves that cause it to be where they can't show it on TV? Like, is that something that's going to be offensive to somebody? And maybe it is. Maybe there's something in there that we don't understand, and that's, you know, the stupid American stereotype there.
Now I would say if there was pineapple on the pizza, okay. You know, I understand why they wouldn't want that shown on television, because it's like disgusting and vulgar. But I mean, you know, just any type of pizza, including not pizza that soulless assholes eat, like pineapple pizza, like that. I
like pineapple on my pizza. You know,
I'm pretending that you never.
You're trying to forget it. Though. Dave would never eat pineapple in his pizza, I bet.
Probably not. It's fucking bullshit. You know, if Gordon Ramsay won't eat it, either should you. He's a Michelin star fucking chef. And if he says you don't put pineapple on pizza, you don't do it.
See, this is why I can't hang out with you guys.
All right, so we're going to Canada now.
Being 9 hours away doesn't help.
You're upsetting me.
So let's go to Canada. That'll be better.
CTV News.
Yep.
Canada, Toronto.
We've never been there before.
Have I ever been in Toronto?
No, and I don't think we've ever been to ctvnews.com.
Oh, I've been to Toronto, and I don't know if I've been to CTV News before. I don't know. I read a lot of news, but anyway, this is taking us to Ontario, which is the province of Canada, where Toronto's located. It says. An Ontario man calls 911 because he's stuck in traffic, Robert, and he has to go pee.
If only he had a beer bottle to pee in.
If only, or a 2-liter, really any type of container, I suppose.
This flying dog.
Just open the window and pee out that. A police force in Ontario has released 911 audio after a man called the emergency line to report he had to go pee while stuck in traffic. Help. Sounds like something that Bardo Kavanaugh would do.
Probably.
Peel Regional Police released the audio on Friday to remind people about the proper uses of dialing 911. When the 38-second call begins, the operator asks the man if he needs police, fire, or ambulance. He first says he needs an ambulance, I mean, you know, or a toilet.
My kidneys are gonna explode.
Then he tells the operator he actually needs police because they're going to help. The thing is, I have to pee and these guys are not moving. The caller tells the operator, this is your emergency. The operator responds that you have to pee. And how are the police going to help you urinate? I mean, it's a good question. The caller then repeats to the operator that he has to pee. I have to pee, man. The caller says, I'm not sure what you'd like me to do if you have to urinate. I can't help you with that. The operator says before disconnecting the call. Peel Police said Friday that needing to use the bathroom and the car ahead of you isn't moving fast enough is not for 911. The public being reminded that misusing 911 can potentially prevent someone with a life-threatening emergency from getting help on time. So having to pee and the guy in front of you is moving too slowly, not a reason to call 911, Robert. I'm sorry.
Now there isn't. Now if you've got to go number two, you probably should, because that having that feeling is bad. The pee part, you know, I get. I mean, you could stop. You could pull over somewhere. You just go into the woods. But I feel like if you got to go number two, that's definitely an emergency. I've been in those situations.
Well, I mean, it's a bathroom emergency. I've told the story about when I had to jump the curb.
I know.
And by Wendy's.
Oh yeah.
Because I pulled into the wrong parking lot, trying to cut through the Starbucks parking lot to get to McDonald's. I mean, you know, we've talked about that, and so I understand. I understand a bathroom emergency.
Yeah.
But there's a difference, though.
Yeah.
There's a difference between a number one and a number two emergency. Let's be honest. Like, I have to pee. I get it. It really sucks when you got to pee and you can't.
It hurts.
Right? But number two,
yeah,
you have to take a shit and you can't. I'm sorry. That could potentially be an explosive situation.
It could. And then you don't really often have anything to be able to clean yourself. And then you got to sit in it. Oh, well. But you know what does help with that is fiber, Rob. And the best way to get fiber is rice. This is going to take us to our friends at unilad.co.uk. So not dailystar.co.uk.
I don't know if rice is the best way to get fiber.
Is it? Well, I guess.
I mean, it's high in fiber, right? I mean, it's a good source of fiber. Yeah, that's good.
Alexa, does rice have fiber?
Wheat.
1 cup of rice has 470 milligrams of dietary fiber.
That's probably a good amount of fiber, right? Alexa, what's the highest fiber content food?
Here's something I found on the web. According to reference.com, foods with the highest fiber content include apples, berries, legumes, nuts and seeds, some cereals, grains and pasta, and vegetables like artichokes, green peas, broccoli, and turnips.
These nuts.
So he didn't mention rice, but nonetheless, I think we're getting off topic here.
We are. Oh, okay. Well, I'll try to get back on topic.
Guy doesn't like rice. He loves rice.
He does. Now, in the past, and you know, we should have done our homework and pulled up all the episodes, but we've talked about people marrying Ferris wheels, train stations, chandeliers.
Yeah.
Those are the three.
Roller coasters.
I feel like there's more in there, but this guy, I have
holograms, blow up dolls.
Well, the blow up dolls, I understand, right? But furniture, I don't know. The blow up dolls at least resembles a person. And there's a weird dude on TikTok I've been wanting to send you, but it's too creepy, and I don't want it to see. But there's a dude on there who's got a lot of dolls. It's
wow,
yeah. I'll just tell you the name of him next time I see him. I don't know what it. Is off the top.
Why
of
don't
head.
You want to send it to me?
Because I feel like when you share that stuff, it like put your name on it somewhere, and I have my name on there. They don't post anything.
I don't want my name.
But it's
there.
Just they know when you send stuff, Rob, and I don't.
Well, yeah, they know.
Yeah, they know. They know when you look at it. They know when you look at it for more than 3 seconds.
Let's run that.
You linger on something that's not appropriate for too long, and then it shows up again. So I don't linger on any of that stuff. But anyhow, you're looking at cat videos, and the next thing you know, it's somebody just doing something weird, and you don't want to see that stuff. But this is from our friends again.
Kind of TikTok you're looking at.
What the hell's the point of going on TikTok if you don't? There's people that want to show you a lot of stuff. That's what I learned. Anyway.
Well, that's true. All right. So anyway, where are we at?
We're getting off topic again.
Rice. We're talking about rice.
Unilad. Well, I hadn't gotten to that part, but unilad.co.uk, where a man who married his rice cooker gets a divorce only 4 days later. I think his hat, maybe, his hat looks like cake.
Maybe that was just the amount of time that it took his iPhone to dry out.
Probably. He should have got one of the new ones. It's waterproof.
I don't need you anymore, bitch.
Sadly, not all weddings end in happily ever afters. And no amount of pricey honeymoons and horse-drawn carriages can ease things along if couples just aren't well-suited. Now, I'll have to read the rest. But, you know, usually when you get married, you register. I wonder if somebody registered for him to get a better rice cooker, and that's what happened. But I'm going to keep reading further and see.
So, as a wedding gift, he got an upgraded model of rice cooker.
A rice cooker,
so do you think And by the way, I love the fact that he has a veil, like a wedding veil. Yeah. Like he dressed his rice cooker up. That's great.
And it's still wearing white. This was unfortunately the case for Kirul Anam from Indonesia, who thought he'd found the one in the form of a regular old rice. That's why, see what happened. It was an old rice cooker. Nobody's getting married to the old ones, Rob. They're always going for the younger one.
That's like as home kit.
Yeah. Because it was an old two-prong one. Now he wants one that's got three prongs, so it's grounded and doesn't start a fire. Now, I've been hearing good things about rice cookers for a while, but can't imagine being so enamored. Melissa only has two prongs. By one, that I'd drape a veil over it and declare my eternal devotion. I guess
it's probably for the best. Otherwise, maybe she'd replace you with one.
Quirul, on the other hand, was initially absolutely smitten by his rice cooker and went as far as to marry it in a full-blown ceremony. The photograph shared to Facebook, which will be in the show notes and the show art, of course.
Maybe they were consummating the marriage and he shorted it.
He got burned. Quirul could be seen signing the necessary documents and looking proud as he kissed his new bride on its beautiful lid.
Herb.
Of course, being, and he does have a Facebook. I'm going to friend him. Of course, being a non, before I get rid of Facebook, because I'm close to joining you, on a non-sentient kitchen object, the rice cooker, well, presume, yeah.
I have Facebook. I just don't have any friends.
Okay, good. I'm going to do that, I think. I'm tired.
It's just for my neighborhood Facebook page. Yeah. That's the only
reason. That and the schools and stuff. You get stuff. And I started following some other stuff. But anyhow, the besotted Quirul still found plenty to admire in his plastic princess. I think that's the show title. Gushing over its useful properties. In a Facebook post, Quirul praised the little cooker for being white, loving, obedient. It's racist, I feel like.
That's what they like. Accurately Indonesians, adding, that's the perfect wife. White, loving, and obedient.
Without you, my rice is not cooked.
Oh, God.
Admittedly, this isn't the exact sort of romantic proclamation a girl dreams about, but I can relate to wanting to be with someone who shares my appreciation.
Sounds like a pervert.
There he is, signing the documents. As many of you know all too well, the course of true love never did run smooth. And like Romeo and Juliet before them, Quirul and his new wife were fated to share just a few short days together.
We're both yawning right now.
In a recent update, Quirul revealed that he had decided to call it quits just 4 days into the marriage, as it would only cook rice, declaring, I wonder if she had a prenup. It's unclear whether or not, my decision is round, heavy indeed, by this way I take no perfect partner. So there's a video, and I feel like I'll have to watch that. It's unclear whether or not he and the rice cooker were main friends after all they've been through, perhaps sharing amicably custody of a bag of rice, or whether things will just be really awkward every time he opens the kitchen cupboard. I feel
like Unilad is making fun of him.
Maybe. After all, nobody likes to run into their ex at the best of times, let alone when they're rummaging around for cereal first thing in the morning. All the best, Quirul and mysterious new divorcee, Ms. Rice Cooker, who couldn't be reached for comment at the time. I hope they find what they're looking for. That's pretty good.
Bet you Rice Cooker ran off with another guy.
Probably. Plastic Princess.
All right, Robert. Yeah. Time to go to Florida.
All right, good. I don't have time to drive to Florida.
Going to WFLA or WFLA. They've been... I feel like recently they were never really part of the show, but recently we've been featuring them more because they are in Florida and that's where all the weird shit happens in the United States. But this is a Florida man, look at that guy wielding a sword, sets fire in roadway, floods booking officer after arrest. Police say Titusville, Florida. Authorities say when they arrived to 4 feet high flames in a Brevard County roadway, they found a man holding a sword and drinking alcohol. Deputies say they were not on active patrol when they spotted the flames on Craig Avenue in Titusville around 2:12 a.m. Thursday. According to police, the fire was in front of a man's home when they visited around 5 times in the past 6 months for illegal burns. So he's got a problem. Officials say the fires ranged from being on the sidewalk to taking up the entire street. Officials say when they went to speak with suspect Scott Taylor, he was sitting in his front yard holding a sword in his hand and had a knife in his waistband. Police say he was also actively drinking in front of them, then began chugging from a half-gallon-sized Captain Morgan spiced rum. Authorities say he dropped the knife and sword when asked, but could not provide an answer as to why he started a fire in the roadway. He was arrested and taken to the Titusville Police Department. Police say while the man was in a holding cell, he intentionally broke a fire sprinkler head, causing wire to flood the cell and booking room. The man was eventually transferred to the Brevard County Jail. He faces charges of intentional or reckless burning of lands and felony criminal mischief. So, sets fires in street, holding a sword, and chugs Captain Morgan in front of the police. He's a smart guy.
Yeah, and he's handsome, too. Looks like he could use some dental work, yeah, though.
And I'm not exactly sure what the story is with this guy's mugshot, but he looks like he's like maybe saw a ghost.
He's got a straitjacket on, Rob, and it's uncomfortable.
Those are usually white.
I don't know.
All right. Yeah, well, I feel like this is a Fox News story, but it's not. It's taking our friends at KBTX.com, which is in Missouri. So not
in Texas.
Well, it tells us that a Missouri man, even though it is KBTX, Rob.
Yeah, but there's a Lone Texas Star right in the logo, yeah, and there's a Texas flag at the top on the banner.
It does tell you that.
The weather says Bryan, Texas.
From Missouri.
Well, yeah, again, we've talked about this. You can cover stories from other geographic areas, yeah, than where you're from.
I guess you could.
So I'm just saying, it seems to me,
yeah, so we're
pretty obvious that, yeah, this is a Texas news source. So it, right, might as well be.
So are we going Fox, to Texas, or are we going to Missouri? Where the
No, well, the so the Texas news,
yeah,
the news source, KBTX,
yeah,
is taking us to Missouri.
So we're,
but they're from.
Hold on a second.
They're from Texas.
Hello, you're on the Two Bobs.
To accept, press 1. Oh. To send a voicemail, press 2.
Who's that?
To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
Press 1. It's the first number.
Hello, this is Robert.
Oh. Hold on.
It's important that you take this at 9 o'clock at night. Oh, okay.
It's very loud.
This is Bob.
Hello?
Hello.
Is this, who is this?
This is David.
Oh, Dave!
His eyes were...
What the hell's going on here?
My worlds collide.
Long time listener, first time caller.
I was very confused for a second because I heard Dave, and then I'm like, Dave, and then I'm like, wait a second, I know that voice. That's Dave.
I was waiting for you to get it, but then you didn't. You kind of, I don't know what you were like writing things down. Oh.
You're talking to me? I don't know what's going on. Hey, Dave, how's it going, buddy?
Just polishing off the dragon's milk that you provided.
Yes, Robert seemed quite jealous that you were tagging me in untapped check-ins at the same time when he was demanding my attention.
Right? Can't have that. Jealousy is, it just doesn't belong in the Two Bobs.
Listen, there's enough of me to go around. You guys don't have to.
Well, we can't arm wrestle because I think I tore my rotator cuff. I
could come with like a custody schedule or something, I guess.
Oh, man.
Well, so, Dave, we were talking about you. I was talking about last weekend how we played in the mud and then
came
showers, not together. You went to your house. I went to mine just to to be specific. And then, you know, came out and checked out your beautiful new house.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a pleasure. You know, we got, we laughed, we cried, we got muddy, we got wet.
Yeah. It was great.
And we ended up pushing some lady van out of the mud. So, yeah.
We did. Oh, yeah. We did do that as well.
See, he didn't tell me about that. So thank you for telling me about that, Dave.
He
was keeping that a secret.
Like a mud pit. Yeah, it was. And, you know, and you take a minivan through a, you know, off-roading, sometimes you get stuck in the mud. And that's what happened here, essentially.
So, yes.
We pushed them out. Then we got in our trucks, slammed them into four-wheel drive, and cruised on out.
Yeah. Robert almost drove off with all of our pumpkins.
Oh shit! We got halfway out of the neighborhood. We took their pumpkins, and we got pumpkins, and we threw them in the back of my truck. And then I meant to drop them off at Dave's house before we left. We didn't get all the way out of the neighborhood. We got most of the way out of his neighborhood, and then I'm like, "Fuck the pumpkins!" We're good.
So they're rolling around in the back as you're trying to get out of the neighborhood.
Well, they were rolling around. No. They were just chilling back there. Uh-oh. I mean, I'm in a subdivision, Robert. I'm not like
it's not in the country.
Not peeling around corners or anything like that.
He's not drifting.
Oh, well, that's
drifting.
Not wait until I get out to the open road before I start doing that.
Oh. Right.
Clearly.
Well, how do you like that dragon's milk? I think that's the same one you had on the episode a while back. Right. You had.
Yeah, I've had it. All right. It's last couple episodes I had it.
I think you probably rated it quite highly, and I didn't look to see what he rated it.
I think it was a 4.75 because I thought you were going to judge me.
Just shy of a 5. You know? Yep.
Yeah.
So I would have probably rated a 5, except Robert would have just given me shit about it, and then I think he just rated his a 5 anyway.
Yeah.
He's a fucking
right. Hero. And that's the thing. I'm now subconscious when I rate things a 5 because I fear that Bob K is going to just come down with his wrath.
Well, I do. I see you rated it 4.75. So
it's very judgmental.
extremely. Oh man. Well, so I guess you liked it then. You rated it highly.
Yeah, it was very good.
Okay. Well, good. Well, you're more than welcome. I don't know if you've got anything to do. We've got two more news stories that we were going to do. So you're more than welcome. I mean, we've had elderly listener hang out for a little while while we read through this. So you're more than welcome to hang out if you've got nothing else better to do. We don't, obviously, cuz we're still here. But we can do these two.
No, we're just I decided to take a night off from unpacking and chaos.
Yeah.
So
well, okay. Well, we've got two, and I've got one here, and we were just arguing. I mean, discussing about whether we were going to Texas or Missouri. But
Missouri is where it's at as far as crazy news goes. See?
Well, so here's the thing.
Right.
The news source is a Texas news source. Robert just is having trouble understanding that just because you're from Texas doesn't mean you can't talk about.
Well, that's what I said. I said we were going to Missouri.
But you said that the news source was in Missouri.
No.
Because I said it's in Texas, didn't it? No.
I don't remember. We'll play the tape.
It was on a Monday. Very long time ago. It was a long time ago. You know what? You probably did say that, and I've been giving you shit this whole time, and it was just me, but it doesn't matter. So anyway,
we're going to Missouri by way of Texas.
Reed Spring, Missouri.
Yes, where a man trying to sell a catalytic converter.
Is this mine?
Huh?
Oh, no, this is yours.
Yeah. A man?
Yeah, this is yours. Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I feel like we got to start the show over again. Whereas a man trying to sell his catalytic
converter. Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs.
Was arrested, Rob, for meth instead. Reed Springs, Missouri. Oh, a Missouri man was arrested after trying to sell a catalytic converter on Facebook Marketplace.
But it wasn't
one that he actually sawed off of somebody's car to sell it. It was actually in a box. Looking closely, the image used in the listing, you'll see a large bag of meth sitting on the coffee table next to a spoon and a syringe. Always a good idea. Someone alerted the sheriff's office about the posting, and detectives were able to get a warrant to search the man's home. Stone County Sheriff Doug Rader said detectives seized 48 grams of meth and a handgun. Sorry, folks. His catalytic converters are not for sale right now, Rader said in a Facebook post. Take note. If you're selling items in social media, make sure your drugs are not in the background. And make sure that you got pants on, because people always sell this stuff, and there's always a reflection of somebody without their clothes on. This didn't happen to be the case.
have you seen, this reminds me of a video that I saw. I don't know if Robert, if you sent it to me, if I saw it somewhere else, about the lady. She's like a news anchor and she's working from home. And as she's talking, you can see in the very background, like a reflection from the mirror, her husband just standing in the shower completely naked.
Oh yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Dick hanging out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did it's that. It's kind of swinging
in the wind.
Similar but different, you know. This is dick versus meth.
Quite the large bag.
Yeah, so I sent the link to Dave so he could participate.
Oh, okay.
And like, you just gotta pay attention to what the hell is in the background when you're taking photos and putting it on the internet. Like,
I mean, with the bag that large, he's gotta sell quite a few of those catalytic converters to support that.
Some may say he might be distributing.
Some may say, there's
a lot of Claritin D that went into that.
Yeah.
CVS.
Yes, sir. So yesterday
Heisenberg.
That was a good show. Did you ever see Breaking Bad, Robert?
Mm-mm. I started it and I got a couple, because I heard it was good. I got a couple episodes in, and then if I can't watch it with Melissa, I don't end up watching it, because then she wants to use the TV, then I got to watch something that she doesn't like. And
so Dave's washer or dryer is going off, apparently. Or is that you?
That would be the dishwasher.
Oh, okay. I'm like, that I know I have, that's mine. Maybe is it, maybe the, yeah, that maybe that is the
dryer does that.
Yeah, it's GE. It's GE, isn't it?
No, it's LG. Right.
So our washer and dryer makes that noise because we have an LG washer and dryer. Same. I knew that.
Yeah, we have three. So we have the washer, dryer, dishwasher. So it's a toss up to which one it is.
Gotcha. Nice. So anyway, I was saying, I don't know what the fuck was I saying. I don't even know.
Breaking Bad.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Yeah,
that's all I got for you.
But she would watch Game of Thrones, so I watched the first episode, and then I stopped, and then she got into it, and then she's like, "Oh, let's watch this." Like, okay, so I think Breaking Bad might be the same. Where if we started it, we'd probably get through it, but
probably. Well, then it's pretty wild, but it's good.
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
And then you follow it up with Better Call Saul, and that gives you the backstory of the whole Saul lawyer guy.
Well, what's funny though is, so I was a big fan of Breaking Bad. I just never got into Better Call Saul though. I think I watched maybe an episode or two, and that was another one that I just never got into. That if I went back, I'd probably enjoy it.
It got really good. First few episodes were but then it got really good.
See, that's the problem. I never got past the part, and, the problem is I have a very short attention span. So it's like, one, two episodes in, I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. And then I forget about it. And it's not that I would never have gone back and watched more episodes. It didn't grab my attention enough to like even store in my memory that I had watched it until somebody mentioned something. But nonetheless, we're going to our final story.
Where are we going, Rob?
Well, shut the fuck up, Robert. This is from our friends at World News Daily Report. We like to finish every episode.
Yeah, where are they
taking
from?
Us to Pennsylvania. I don't think they're from Pennsylvania, Robert, but they sure the hell are reporting about it.
Seems like we just talked about this for 30 Pennsylvania. Minutes.
Yeah, I mean, and again, I may have just made a fool of myself because I might have been wrong. I don't know.
It'll come across that way, even if you didn't.
I don't like to admit that when that happens. But this is talking about a Purina employee is arrested for stealing an eating. I like when I don't even read the headline until I'm actually recording the episode. Eating over $30,000 of dog biscuits. Look at this guy right here. Crunchy. He looks like he's eating $30,000 of dog biscuits. An employee of a Purina pet food plant was arrested this morning by the Allentown Police Department and Pennsylvania State Troopers after being accused of stealing more than $30,000 in pet food over the last 18 months. A Philadelphia Nate, how much? $30,000 in pet food over an 18-month period of time. That's impressive. That's very impressive. I'm just saying that's almost $2,000 a month in dog food. Philadelphia native Barry Larson
could eat that much.
was accused. I mean, I feel like that's how much I already spend on dog food for him. Of stealing more than 150,000 Milk-Bone dog biscuits between the month of August 2013 and March 2015. Surprisingly, the 49-year-old employee doesn't even own a pet and would it would have ingested nearly 3,000 dog biscuits per day during his work hours, according to Purina spokesman Keith Schopp. We noticed a few months ago that something was wrong with our dog biscuit production, says Mr. Schopp, when we checked the quantity of ingredients that were used in the production and the number of biscuits that were produced, the numbers just didn't add up. We began installing more security cameras at various strategic locations throughout the factory, and we were finally able to identify the problem. Mr. Larson, who worked in the quality check sector, was eating almost half of the biscuits that went by him. I like how there's like a grainy image of him eating a biscuit, too. The Allentown Police Department and the Pennsylvania State Troopers met the media this afternoon to comment this rather unusual case. Public Relations Officer of the State Police, Captain Brian Tobin, confirmed that the company did most of the investigative work. And I just, how do I say that? And built a very solid case against Mr. Larson. Purina has provided us with hours of video evidence in which we see the suspect smoke drugs on his work site. But I like that way they always like throw extra little things. The planted
drugs.
Okay, so yeah, but the big problem is not smoking drugs. It's eating dog biscuits.
Selling $30,000 in dog biscuits this guy's consumed in 18 months?
Yeah, that's impressive.
It's a lot of dog biscuits.
I feel like I couldn't even get half that much. I did eat a dog biscuit once just to freak the kids out, and it was fucking disgusting.
Yeah, I don't think it has any taste. I tried one.
No, it tastes like it tastes like cardboard, so, basically. Yeah, I don't know.
No flavor.
Yeah, funny smelling. Yeah, and then so he was smoking the drugs.
Were your teeth cleaner when you were done?
Determine that. No, but it's I immediately went outside.
That's not dent to bone.
I immediately went outside and peed on the fence, though. Is that normal? And then, so I smoked the drugs and they eat hundreds of dog biscuits, said Captain Tobin, visibly amused. The image, of course, he was very amused by it. Why wouldn't you be, right? Yeah, the images are a bit disturbing, but very conclusive in terms of evidence. We proceeded with Mr. Larson's arrest this morning for 15 charges of petty theft and found him to be in possession of 10 grams of cannabis. Barry Larson's ex-girlfriend, Patricia Nelson, told a reporter from WKPN 23 that she was aware of his addictions to both cannabis and dog biscuits, and then she had actually left him when she had found out. Every night he came back from work with a really horrible breath. She said with disgust. Probably from the cannabis. It was not just normal bad breath. It was really a foul stench that never left, even if he brushed his teeth or used mouthwash. One day, I came back from work earlier than usual and surprised him with his mouth full of dog biscuits. I nearly threw up. I was so disgusted that I packed my shit and I left. I didn't know, however, that he was stealing the biscuits. So she just thought he was buying the biscuits. So she thought he was addicted to biscuits, but he wasn't a thief. Mr. Larson is
expected to appear before
a Lehigh County court to present his plea on Friday concerning 15 charges of petty theft and one charge of drug possession. And so what do you think about that, Robert and Dave?
Larson's larceny of dog biscuits.
There's a lot going on there, right? World News Daily Report never disappoint.
I always like the comments. Used to chase my kids out of dog food and cat food when they were little, but a grown man, yuck. I smoke pot, but don't make me munch on dog biscuits. So there's people always take this a little bit too seriously. Maybe you should sue them for making them so tasty and addictive.
Did you see this story about the 124-year-old woman who claims the secret to her longevity is drinking sperm on a daily basis?
Take your word for it.
That's crazy, huh?
Now, bathing it, I can see, but drinking it, I don't know.
You don't want to test that hypothesis? Oh, man. That's good.
We've lost Dave. He's deep into his dragon's milk, and he can't be
bothered to think about such a thing.
Maybe he's just speechless.
He's looking at his dragon's milk going, hopefully this is clear.
I did not taint the dragon's milk. It was in a sealed bottle, asshole. Let me finish.
It was a sealed bottle.
Dave, I'm drinking a creme brulee, Imperial creme brulee Java style from Kunin.
From Kunin.
You didn't finish it yet?
I'm working. It's almost done.
So it's not that good. I already poured the second one of my Imperial, so I'm going to chug it to show that it was good, even though you only had half a glass.
Well,
in what, 2 hours we've been sitting here?
I finished it. Listen.
Oh, an hour and 15 minutes.
There's only about, I want to say there's been maybe one or two times in the entire run of the Two Bobs where I haven't finished my beer.
Yeah. If it was a Truly, you would have finished it a long time ago.
I'm going to drive to Virginia and fucking murder you.
Oh, man. Too funny. Well, shit. That's 165. We kind of crashed the car into the tree here at the end. But we had Dave to recover for us.
Yeah, thank goodness Dave was here.
Yeah.
Well, glad I could help, you know.
Well, good. Well, glad we got to finally chat because we've had a back and forth once or twice on the Untapped, and this is quite a different experience for both of us.
Pleasure is all mine.
This is the first time. When did you guys decide that Dave was going to call you?
Well, he did. I said the note. I said, oh, well, I'm talking to him. He said, well, maybe I should call in. I said, do it. Call the listener line.
You said you can't tag him when I'm talking to him.
Right.
And I said, well, maybe I should call in. And he's like, do it. So I'm like, well, it's like a triple dog dare in my book.
So I had to turn the do not disturb off on the Two Bob listener line so it come through. And then when I picked up, I didn't know what to do. So I had to call him back because it.
I was just about to leave a voicemail.
Yeah.
And then I see a Virginia number calling me. I'm like, that's got to be him.
Well, that's what happened with elderly listener. She's like, oh, I don't understand. It's, you know, I guess in her caller ID, it said, but I think I got the drop in here. So she almost didn't pick up either. She's like, I don't recognize this number.
Robert Kilimowski.
There she is.
So
good old EL.
Yeah, so it worked out. So I'm glad you could hang out with us a little bit, and we'll have to do it again.
Absolutely. Yeah. I look forward to hearing the rest of the story on Monday.
All right. So if you also want to be on the Two Bobs, you can call in. We do have a phone number. And what is that phone number, Dave?
That's a damn good question, Bob.
Don't read the number that's on your phone right now, please. Well,
it is 530-882-2627. That's 530-882-BOBS.
Hey, he's got it. Look at that.
I noticed that she had a phone number.
Yes, she knows my phone number, all right. I'll tell you.
A little too much.
Jennifer's over on the couch here texting Kelly everything I'm talking about. So.
Uh-oh.
Nice. I'm surprised Kelly has not texted me then.
Oh, man.
Kelly's just mad. She's never been on the show.
How's that thermostat, though?
It's up to y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's probably... Well, I mean, it's still above freezing. The fucking... You know, there's no frost on the ground yet, so for sure that shit's running. Oh, I mean, it's 67 degrees, and it's raining outside, so... You know, I
fired it up because it's so, it feels like a mouth outside. It's so hot and steamy out there. So
we got up to 79 today, Robert, in Michigan. I know, really? You know, we're frozen tundra in your opinion, but it gets warm still sometimes.
So Dave lives in an igloo too.
That is correct.
He does. He does. Yeah. Yeah, it really had to build the walls up today, though. It was melting.
I'm in shorts, and my wife over here is in pants and a Sherpa sweatshirt.
That's how it works. I mean, we're kind of in that in between here too, where it'll feel cool at one moment, and then you'll be hot the next moment. So it's just in that kind of transitions period. Before
it's like you're in the shade and you're freezing, and then you step out into the sun and you're hot. And
it's weird. I'm ready for fall though. I'm ready for crisp air and leaves changing and all that. But
I'm ready for my fucking hot tub.
Yeah, me too.
Next year, buddy.
Still waiting. No. So the cabana is ready, which is going over it. They're waiting for the hot tub to go in to come out and install that. And that should be a couple weeks, what I'm being told. We'll see.
The water won't survive by that point.
Well, it's heated, Robert.
No, so it'll be fine. It won't be ice.
No, it'll be on all summer or all winter.
Yeah, I guess you could. You got that thermal cover on it. It'll still be fine.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Oh, really. That'd be nice. Oh, well, I'll just imagine it. I'll sit here in my shower, I guess.
Dave, I had told Robert about a half hour ago. I was like, if you leave now for Michigan, you'll be here by breakfast.
Totally.
Yeah. Well, let me check Waze and see what it says
here. You might hit a little bit of construction, but you can persevere through it. You'll make it.
My guess is, you know, at this time of night, you know, driving through the night, probably, 7 hours max.
Let's see. Waze, tell... Oh. It's not that far. Well, as the crow flies, it isn't.
It's not that far. You're only like 2 inches away.
Depends on how you pinch the map.
Zoom out to the earth level and you're only like a centimeter or two away.
Yeah, shut.
Well, you know what? It says I would get there 8.5 hours. So 6 o'clock in the morning I'd be pulling up.
Perfect.
Pot of coffee, yeah. You'll be going.
It's great. I'll order Krispy Kreme.
There's police on there. DoorDash some Krispy Kremes.
Yeah, just make sure when you're going through Ohio that you actually try to stay near the speed limit. Well, those guys are nuts.
Well, yeah, when the little thing Ohio pops up, it shows there's a lot of police on the way.
5 minutes, yeah, every five, you know what I mean.
Oh well, all right. Well, man,
this has been great.
All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, see you guys.
All right, bye.
Yeah. Is Dave hanging up?
There he goes.
Oh, he did hang up. All right,
finally. He lingered. He was one of those guests that stayed a little too long.
They're the nicest guys in the world. He can't say anything. He can't say anything bad about Dave. He's a good guy.
I can say anything bad about anybody. Doesn't mean it's warranted. That's how I roll.
That's true. I take the same liberties. I understand. Let's see. Here.
I put in the show notes that he joins, just so because by Sunday you'll completely forget that he was here.
For sure. I'm not even going to deny it. Why would I deny it?
I'm like, do you want to say anything about Dave joining us for half an hour? Oh, yeah. No, I don't want to say anything.
Hey, it was on like, there. I knew somebody Dave was joined, on there.
I can't think of anything, so I'll be so fucking tired.
All right. This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. Oh, words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com, stop being a little bitch, and just own up and do it.